for Bob Zimmerman. Behind the black, you go to the surface of Mars. Ingenuity. How many flights now, Bob?
There's still 50 flights, but it just so happened that Perseverance, in its travels, has gotten closer to Ingenuity than it has been since it was deployed from Perseverance 2 years ago, in April of 21. In fact, they're only 75 feet apart. And so I immediately found a navigation image that showed Perseverance on there, and I've got that posted on Behind the Black with an overview map so you can see the context of where they sit next to each other in Jezero Crater. But then the Perseverance team used the high-resolution camera on Perseverance to take a close-up high-resolution picture of the helicopter. And we have to remember, this is actually an engineering picture in many ways. They get a close look at this helicopter after 2 years of flying on Mars, and this is the first good picture we've had since it was deployed. We get a sense of how those 2 years have affected Ingenuity. And the big issue here is dust again, because you look at this picture on Behind the Black, you can go look at it. As they say, you can see a accumulation of fine coating of dust on both the solar panel and on the rotors of the helicopter. So what this tells me, and the helicopter itself looks in pretty good shape, but for the rotors and the solar panels to have a fine coating of dust, even though this thing flies and those rotors spin several thousand times a minute, and yet still dust sits on them, tells me that solving the problem of dust on solar panels on Mars is not going to be a simple solution. You know, when InSight was having problems where its solar panel was coated and it lost power, I can't tell you the number of commenters on my website who would say, well, why didn't they just include a windshield wiper or a blower to blow the dust off? And here you get a helicopter that spins its rotors and flies in the air, and still the dust accumulates and doesn't come off. This is a problem that's going to be hard to solve.
Bob, I'm looking where Ingenuity is parked, landed very neatly. It's surrounded by small stones. What does that tell us?
The rocks, you mean? These are cobble. They look like cobble. Now, they could be cobble from, you see, on a stream bed washed by water to round it off. But they also could be glacial cobble, which does the same exact thing. And, of course, that's the mystery of Mars. What produced this delta that flowed out of the gap in Jezero Crater into the crater floor? What produced it? Was it water? Was it glacial? We still do not know, and that's the secret that they're looking into.
Bob Zimmerman, Ingenuity, sitting on a mystery that will be solved soon enough. Perhaps Starship will help solve it when we get bigger robots and human beings to Mars. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.